We're not messing around in this last segment.
Man,
we've got you know 7 or 8 minutes here to do our thing, and there's no reason to dive into X's and O's with anything. It is Texans training camp. Sean Pendergast, Brandon Scott with you. We're about to hand it off to John Harris and Mark Vandermeer. This is just flat out, get pumped up. These are the things I'm excited about for both training camp and the upcoming season. And I'm going to give you my first one right now, and it was not in the 6 o'clock hour. This is a new one.
Let's go.
Two things. I'm excited for two things about John Harris, Texan sideline reporter. One already happened. I got my first middle finger of training camp from John Harris. So that's number one. Number two.
Welcome back, Sean.
I am amped for the first time. And play that music, Ben. Let it scream. I am pumped for the first time. John Harris is pumped about a touchdown or a big play in a game.
There's nothing
better than the Harris memes.
Yes.
The Harris memes on the sideline. Two fists, looking like he won big money on fast money on Family Feud.
Okay.
Bent knee, two fists, completely biased. I love it.
All right. So
all right.
If
we're doing this dueling piano style, what's yours?
If we're going to go with a media member that's in close proximity to us right now, I'll flip this on you, Sean.
What?
I can't wait for your first game management, clock management crash out. Because that's coming, and I love it. Because you're always right, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm not saying that you're incorrect or that it's not justified.
Yeah.
It just reminds me and makes me think of football. It makes me know that we're here in the football season.
Yeah.
We care about this thing, possibly irrationally, but that's okay. We're not judging each other. We all care. And Sean is very much in tune to when you should be calling a timeout, when you shouldn't, when you should go for it, and when you shouldn't, and all of these types of things. I cannot wait, and we all participate.
Of course.
But Sean is one of the most animated and most passionate about getting the game management situations right, I can't wait to be on the 8th floor of NRG Stadium in the press box, sitting a couple of seats down from Sean Pendergast and seeing that crash out.
I'm not supposed to react to anything because those are the rules, but the rules go out the window when I'm seeing silly things happen on the field. I love that. I love that my overreactions in the press box made the list. That's beautiful.
And it's in the press box, and then it transfers to the post-game show.
It does. That's true.
So I can't wait to flip on the Odyssey app,
man.
And I'm usually still in the press box when you guys start.
I appreciate it.
So
that,
I get to see it live and in person with you sitting a couple of seats down from
me.
Then I cut on the app, and I get to hear
you're
live.
You're the man, B-Scott.
Let's go. I appreciate that.
Let's at least squeeze some football ones in here.
Let's do it.
Nico Collins doing it. Nico Collins pulling out the entire menu of punishment and harm on the opposition, whether it's mossing them on 50-50 balls, whether it's trucking them on that lethal slant route that he runs with a head of steam, whether it's a bubble screen that he takes to the house because Laramie Tunsil's not around anymore to be illegally downfield, or whether it's him not even having the ball in his hands, it's trucking some dude to open up a lane for Joe Mixon or Nick Chubb on the outside and then getting up and screaming, "Weight room!
Weight room.
Weight room.
That's weight room,
I'm pumped
boy.
Up for that, man. I'm pumped up for Nico Collins, a fully healthy Nico Collins trucking fools this year. Give me all of it, man.
How about his counterpart on the other side, his counterparts on the other side? The Texans defensive secondary, and specifically the chip on the shoulder defensive secondary. These guys are out there with something to prove. Kamari Lassiter feels slighted.
Yeah.
Kalen Bullock feels slighted.
Yeah.
Derek Stingley is like some kind of quiet assassin. Y'all remember last training camp, right, when he laid Dalton Schultz out here on his ass after the scrum was already over with? And we were like, what got into Derek Stingley? We didn't know he had that in him.
Yeah.
These guys got a chip on their shoulder. And, oh, by the way, I ain't forget, they added another dude that's a little squirrely and that definitely has a chip on his shoulder. C.J. Gardner-Johnson
He's
out there talking
chip.
About how the Super Bowl champions I just played for didn't know how to program a dog or didn't want me out there because I was too much of a dog. And now that guy is here for this training camp. The Texans secondary with the chip on his shoulder, I cannot wait to watch them work.
That is a whole pound of dogs right there. That is all dogs.
And I ain't mentioned Jalen Petrie. He's going to come up at some point.
That is all dogs,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir.
I am going to go back to the offensive side of the football. I'm pumped for year three of C.J. Stroud. I am pumped for C.J. Stroud. That the organization acted with the level of urgency that they did to the season that he had last year,
yes,
which I think a lot of the regression statistically was not CJ's fault. I'll go to the grave saying that about his second year. That to watch him in season three, to get to operate with what we're hoping is a much more competent caller of plays, designer of plays, blocking schemes, better coached offensive line.
Yes.
They went and they ended last season with Nico Collins as really their only dangerous weapon in the passing game. So they went and got Christian Kirk. They went and drafted a couple of guys who have been largely applauded, I think, for where they got them in the draft and the players they are. And I'll add Jaden Higgins to the things I'm getting amped up about after watching him in minicamp. The urgency that they acted with on the offense I absolutely love. And I'm super excited to see how this plays out specifically for C.J. Stroud. Hand in his face, slinging dimes. That's C.J. Stroud, man.
I mentioned chip on the shoulder, something to prove.
Yeah.
Like, I think C.J. Stroud is proven enough, and we all understand C.J. Stroud to be an elite quarterback. I think we all still feel that way. Nothing happened last year that takes us down from that.
Yeah.
But if he's got a chip on his shoulder, you could definitely see why.
Yes.
And have something to prove. You could definitely see why. Man, how about Jalen Petrie? And look, this is not a shot. This is me genuinely loving Jalen Petrie Stafford's own. Jalen Petrie making up for getting burned on a pass play with either a batted ball at the line of scrimmage or a tackle for loss, and then Kamari Lassiter coming up to him, already slapping his own helmet, but then slapping Jalen Petrie's helmet because he just made a game-changing play after, by the way, probably giving up a pass play that's also going to have us mad.
Yeah.
But at the same time, coming up when you really need him.
Oh, yeah.
A tackle for loss behind the line of scrimmage, doing the Jalen Petrie things. And Jalen Petrie, by the way, was hurt by the end of the season.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see that.
Can't wait to see it. I can name 50 more names, but it all gets started out here today. Brandon Scott. B. Scott, I appreciate you these three days,
man,
brother.
Fun.
Thank you. Yeah, we had a good time. All right, about to hand it off to Texans Radio here at 8 a.m. In the Loop. We'll be out here 10 to 2. Before we get out today, man, I'm fired up for camp, dude.
Let's
I'm fired up.